And welcome to Community Kitchen. Definitely a little bit of a nip in the air. The days are fantastic, but that cold afternoon chill and that early morning definitely reminds me of autumn's here. Food's going to change a little bit. But like you, I recognise that food is expensive. It's very costly at the moment. I hope the farmers are getting a little bit more than what we anticipate. But the thing is, there's so many good cooks that you can do. And once again, we've been talking about easy meals, easy family meals, but filling and nutritious and delicious at the same time. Stuffed potatoes, Hasselback potatoes, meatballs, beans, these are all things that we can cook and use them in different ways. With stuffed potatoes, I love the fact that you can just throw jacket potatoes straight into the oven, even if you're cooking a cake or whatever, just throw some in the side because, number one, they make the best mash once you've actually taken the inside out. They are fantastic filled with anything. You've seen the trend on social media where these potatoes are getting to be the actual pie bake, which I think is a wonderful idea because you can put some different herbs in there, grated cheese, a bit of butter or whatever you want and actually press that out into the pie base and put your filling in there. If you've got potatoes done one night where you've done them with a really good, whether it be a bean mixture or a savoury mince, then the next time you want to use that, if you've got extra, you can use that base, the potato base, by peeling that or not. It depends on whether you like that extra fibre or not. But if you were peeling that, you would be crushing that down with something that's nice and firm and squashing that into the pan. Put your savoury mince in there, and even if you did a mashed potato topping or even a sliced potato, or you can do pastry, it doesn't matter, but it's just a good way of using one particular item of food and using it different ways. I think you've got to get creative when food's expensive. I like to eat, so I don't want to limit the amount, or not the amount, but the type of food or the yumminess of food by restricting our meals. But if you just jazz it up a little bit and put some yummies in there, it certainly extends that that nice eating time. Hasselback potatoes, I think they're fantastic because, number one, if you're doing a sweet potato, you can actually put different fillings in those slots. Even if you're just doing a bacon or you want to do a really nice crumble or even just a plain herb olive oil dressing, they are absolutely delicious. Now, if you've done the sweet potato, the Hasselback, that sweet potato the next night if you've got left over, you can convert that potato into a curry, same as you can with the other potatoes, of course. But I think the sweet potato adds a really, really good flavour, and I make a very simple vegetable curry with a sweet potato, and I like a chickpea, and it's so simple, and yet it seems to extend it. You can change it around if you want to put meat in there, you can put some chicken in there, but it's not that expensive, and it extends it. Same as meatballs. There's something that you can add. You can grate vegetables into it. You can grate zucchinis. You can grate carrots. You can grate potatoes, pumpkin, and extend that out. If you're using a pork, you could use apple, breadcrumbs, even finely shredded cabbage into there just to extend that mix. With your beef, once again, I really like that when it's got grated carrot and zucchini. Just make sure that you are packing that little bit of a holder, whether it be some breadcrumbs, an egg, even a bit of plain flour. If you don't have that mixture, we'll hold it together. As we've often talked about before, chicken can be really sticky. Use a fork. It's so much easier. And then, of course, you can just scoop that. But when you're doing something like a pork or a chicken, they are fantastic with noodles. Once again, you're extending that meal and not making a really expensive cook. Now, beans come in all sorts. They come in dried. They come in fresh. Baked beans, fantastic to convert that into a really good baked bean sausage casserole because it's filling, it's delicious. You're using tomatoes, some paprika. You've got a little bit of leftover bacon or onions or whatever you want to put in there. But that is a really good meal. And, of course, even the pasta extends through there. White beans with potatoes and regular green beans make a fantastic salad. White beans, you can soak the cannellis if you want, or you can just use them in the can. Sometimes they are ridiculously cheap at the supermarkets. And of course, mushrooms and beans, I always think are such a winner. And I made the mushroom dish that I talked to you about last week where used the white beans. But what I did was I actually put some chicken thighs in there. And that changed the whole dynamic of that dish, but it was certainly beautiful with that little bit of fennel seed and some parsley and lots of thyme. It just changed it around. And mushrooms and thyme are always a winner, I've found. They just work so well together. And once that's finished, even that sprinkling of a little bit of feta on top of it just takes it to that next level. But these are very good base veggies that to use, the regular potato, the sweet potato, regular canned beans, and there's always beans at the supermarket. And, of course, extending those meatballs just by shredding, grating, and using those little veggies that you have in there to extend that meat. When we come back, we're going to talk about in the season, what there is in the season that we can use to actually cut that bill down but still make that delicious meal. You're with Annette on Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Community Kitchen. We're talking quick, easy family meals using what's in season just so it's not that expensive for you. In the throwaway mag this week in one of the supermarkets, I found some really great recipes for apples and pears. Pears are a really underrated thing to use for mains. They are beautiful when you use pear, fennel, walnuts, a little bit of blue cheese, and just a very simple dressing. Absolutely delicious. But I saw this recipe, which I'm going to try this week, and you use about 50 grams of butter, 4 pears, tablespoon of miso paste, quarter of a cup of honey, and a tablespoon of soy sauce. And you're basically just mixing the butter with the miso and the pears and just cooking that into wedges, of course. You've cut the pears and you've taken the center core out. And then towards the end of that, you're going to put in the honey and the soy sauce. Now that looks beautiful. It was presented with a pork belly, which would be a winner for me because I love a pork belly, a really nice, crunchy, topped, skinned pork belly. Always debatable, isn't it, how to get the best crunch. But this would also be beautiful if you were putting that with some noodles and just with that miso, that bit of pear, that bit of crunch could be a fantastic base for a salad. Delicious, and I'm definitely going to be trying that. Another one I saw is a roasted sesame roasted pumpkin with noodles, and there's so many beautiful noodles. Like I really like the udon noodles because they come in a small pack too, if you want, which is just enough, and they're really quick and easy. You can boil the water, pour the hot water over, and get your actual pan meal going. And by that time, these noodles are good to drain and they absorb and they're soft and absolutely delicious. And I'm sure that young children would like that flavour and that palate because they're yummy. But these particular sesame roasted pumpkins, they've done it with mushrooms and noodles. All they're using is a little bit of sesame oil. So to about 800 grams of pumpkin and about 200 grams of mushroom, 2 teaspoons of sesame oil, 2 tablespoons of light soy sauce, 2 teaspoons of white sesame seeds. Pretty easy. And one carrot, finely shredded, and spring onion. And how delicious would that be if you were to serve that with a noodle into one of those noodle dishes? But I just think that That roasted pumpkin is not expensive. It's such a good deliverer. And at the same time, if you did roast extra of that, even if you're doing it with the sesame oil and everything, you can convert that into a really good Asian pumpkin soup, which would, in my mind, just be delicious. Apples are around at the moment, and of course they're always a good economical price. I sometimes, if I'm doing, say for example, pork sausages or even a pork chop, I will cook the apple with the onion in the pan, and it makes a really good apple gravy. It's delicious, especially with the pork sausages. Do yourself a favour and go to your butcher and get a decent, a good pork sausage, because some of them can be a little bit fatty if you're using the thin ones. I prefer to have a thick pork if you're doing it in the oven, because it doesn't dry out and it also flavours the actual base, so that when you're making that gravy, all you've got to do is take those sausages out, of course, and then make a gravy base from all those great juices. I use some purple onions, I use apple, I use a little bit of Worcestershire sauce at the end, and just the flour and stock to actually make that gravy. Absolutely delicious. But if you're keen to extend your meals, you can make extra of the actual sausages. And the next day you can make a really good baked bean casserole where you're using the veggies in there and those pork sausages or beef or whichever you choose to go with. But a good way to extend that, and once again to try and cut back those costs of the grocery bills, at the same time getting a good variety. And if you love eating, it's so nice to have that good variety and always thinking about what you can do to improve those flavours and entice people into enjoying their family meals. When we come back, I'm just going to take you into a really simple risotto, because I do think it's a really economical, delicious meal. It's an easy cook, only takes 20 minutes, and changing those fillings around can certainly give you some interesting flavours. And you're with Annette on 101.5 with Community Kitchen. And welcome back to Easy Midweek Meals, satisfying the budget, satisfying the family for dinner. And I thought with risotto, it's one of those things. I made a chicken and corn the other night, which I think is delicious. But you can do a baked risotto with bacon and peas. I don't always do a baked, but I think that for convenience, it works well. I know a lot of people who do it. And if you're doing a baked, you're preheating the oven to about 200 and add your oil, cook whatever proteins or veggies, your bacon, your leeks, for example, in this recipe, and the thyme, and cook for about 5 minutes until the leeks are just lightly browned. Spoon the mixture into about a 10-cup capacity oven-proof dish. Add the rice and stock. Now, to 2 cups of arborio rice, you use about 5 cups of chicken stock, and you're going to cover tightly with alfoil and bake for about 30 minutes. It's a good time to fold the washing, get the kids bathed, whatever you got to do, supervise homework. Add the peas, about a cup of frozen peas, recover and cook for another 10 minutes. And then you can put a little bit of extra bacon on a tray and cook in the oven for about 8 minutes till it's crisp. Remove the risotto from the oven, add your parmesan. And don't be stingy with the parmesan, because it adds that bit of a creamy, well, that beautiful creamy flavour. And in this particular recipe we're using, it's about 3/4 of a cup. And then just stir in some mint if you want, or some cracked pepper on top. You might want to even put some, you know, whatever flavourings you like. But that is doing it like that. The variation to this is pumpkin and feta. Now, if you've got a bit of leftover of pumpkin, you omit the bacon from the recipe, and you can cook your pumpkin in the dish, or you can already have the pumpkin cooked. Add some cooked leeks, rice and stock, and do the same process as I talked about. But towards the end, rather than adding the parmesan, you can put some feta in there and your parmesan to get that really delicious. And I made done a really big tray bake, and I did a quiche out of feta and roasted pumpkin. I'd roasted the pumpkin with garlic and purple onions, and I love that because it adds that extra flavour. Lots of pepper and salt, and then I use that as a base. So the pepper went through that the flavour of the pumpkin beautifully, and the tart was fantastic. It was really delicious. But another combination, just coming back on track here, is asparagus and lemon. So all you're going to be doing is you're adding about a tablespoon of grated lemon rind and 2 tablespoons of lemon juice to the cooked leeks. And at the same time as you would have put the peas in after that first cook for 30 minutes, you're going to put your asparagus in there. And absolutely delicious. Chicken and spinach. Same as chicken and corn. As you cook my chicken off with my leeks or onions and garlic or whatever I'm using. And rather than in this recipe putting the peas in, you're going to be putting your spinach leaves. Now you can use shredded chicken. You don't have to cook it off fresh. If you do cook it fresh, I usually use a thigh because I love that creaminess that the thigh fillet gives. It's got that little bit of, for want of a better word, fat, but I think it's good. And absolutely delicious. I cooked a chicken. I just boned it down the back, cut it down the back on the weekend and put it on the oven tray. And we had some really lovely chicken, hot chicken sandwiches for lunch, but they were cooked. It was a fresh chicken I'd cooked and I really cranked it up because I was running late for lunch and I really cranked it up so the skin was just so beautiful and crisp. Put lots of salt and pepper on it. So when we had our sandwiches, it was delicious. We just had lettuce and mayo on some really good crusty bread and the chicken was so delicious. It was just so nice. So next time you go to grab that chicken that's already cooked, think about just doing it at home. It only takes about half an hour to 3/4 hour if you split it down the back. And there was enough left for lunch the next day. And it just tastes 100% better, I guarantee. And I'm not saying that the store-bought aren't good chooks. It's just that fresh, beautiful flavour when you cook it at home. Enjoy your cooking. And of course, I'll be with you next week for some different family meal ideas, budget cooking, but also without leaving the taste behind. You're with Community Kitchen on a 101.5 FM.